This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The creeps are outed, baby. The creeps are outed. It wasn't the perfect report from IG Horowitz, Inspector General Horowitz. I would have loved him to go further. Of course I would have. But it was a darn good report, and it told us a lot about what's going on, about what creeps we've got in the FBI and the DOJ, and why they did what they did. I'm going to make you wait a second before I tell you what I think of the Inspector General's report, because I want to tell you about good news first that won't lead the news tonight. I always do news that won't lead the news because they're afraid to tell you Trump's created a runaway economy. That's the most important thing in the world. That's all anybody cares about. That's all a longshoreman cares about. That's all a Navy stevedore cares about. That's all a construction worker cares about. That's all a logger cares about. That's all a coal miner cares about. What are you doing with the economy? It's going great. It's going aces. Donald Trump has created a booming economy. Trump's forecast of 4% GDP is coming true, says J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan. Wow. I'll tell you more in detail later in the show. So the first thing is J.P. Morgan talks about 4%, and then we've got the Atlanta Fed reinforcing again today that the economy is going at 4.8% in this quarter. Atlanta Fed's GDP now points to 4.8% economic growth in the quarter, and J.P. Morgan says about 4% rate for the year is what they're thinking. Donald Trump has exploded the American economy, and I've talked about this 3 days in a row. The fewest Americans in 8 years are dependent on government for food. In other words, the lowest food stamp use in 8 years since Obama. I mean, what do you think about that? If you're a liberal listening, what do you say? How dumb are you? What do you say? Oh, it doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't matter. Jobs don't matter. GDP doesn't matter. Peace with North Korea doesn't matter. It was okay when Obama handed Iran billions and billions of your dollars. That was okay to negotiate a contract that sucked, that gave Iran everything and gave us nothing. I know why liberals are so upset, because you're all a bunch of perverts. Why don't you quote me, right-wing watch? The left is filled with pedophiles and perverts. Nationwide arrests, more than 2,300 suspected child sex traffickers and offenders arrested during a three-month nationwide operation conducted by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Forces, overseen by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Is that why you're all so upset? Poor little babies can't molest, traffic, and kidnap little children anymore. Is that what's bothering liberals? Could that really be it? Maybe a large percentage of you are sex perverts and pedophiles, and you don't like it that we finally have a president who's going after pedophiles, child slave rings, the most disgusting human beings in the world, who, quote me, right-wing watch, let's see if there's anyone who disagrees with Wayne Root. There needs to be a trial. I have no problem. Always a trial in America. Human scum. Animals. As bad as MS-13. Trump's going to obliterate MS-13, and he's going to obliterate the sex traffickers and the people who go after little children, pedophiles. Is that what has liberals upset? Poor babies. Have we hurt your feelings? You can't go after little children anymore? Poor babies. Oh, yeah. I guarantee you there's no pedophiles that vote Republican. I guarantee you there's no MS-13 that's stabbing someone 100 times and then cutting their heart out and eating it who votes Republican. I guarantee you. Those are all Democrats. Now to the Inspector General's report. Here are the best takeaways in the Inspector General's report. Even the liberals are claiming it showed nothing, really. First, a quote, we found it was extraordinary and insubordinate for Comey to conceal his intentions from his superiors. Extraordinary and insubordinate. See, I am a really smart guy. I always guess everything right. And all these people are on the take. It's not extraordinary and insubordinate because he's an extraordinary guy and he's insubordinate. It's because the Clinton Foundation offered him bribes in the millions of dollars. The FBI was bribed by the Clinton Foundation. Wake up and smell the roses. How do you think Harry Reid entered the U.S. Senate with nothing and exited the U.S. Senate, one of the richest men in America and one of the richest men in the Senate? How do you think all these people get rich? It's bribes. It's Swiss bank accounts. It's Cayman bank accounts. It's money offshore from the entity called the Clinton Foundation. They bribe the country. They bribe the Democratic Party. They bribe politicians. They bribe the FBI. They bribe the DOJ. They bribe the CIA. When you get $140 million from one single country, Russia, into your Clinton Foundation, and altogether a couple of billion a year, do you know how much dirty money there is to go around in suitcases and cash? Do you have any idea how many of these guys were bribed? Wake up and join the real world. I know what happens. There's nobody in the FBI leadership living on $150,000 a year. They're all living on bribes. They all need to be rounded up, and they need to be perp walked out, and they need to be in chains, feet chains, ankle chains, and wrist chains for the rest of their lives. I know what they did. They know what they did. This wasn't because they were Democrats. This wasn't because they liked Hillary. This wasn't because they hated Trump. The FBI is on the take. The DOJ is on the take. Rosenstein has a $20 million bank account offshore. Comey has a $100 million bank account offshore. Mueller has a $1 billion bank account offshore. Who knows what Mueller's got? Maybe $100 million, maybe $1 billion. I don't know what kind of money they offer these guys. Or maybe Wainwright exaggerates. Maybe they all are willing to sell their souls and commit treason for like a lousy $100,000. Mark me down. Wainwright doesn't commit treason for $100,000. Trust me. The FBI is doing it for millions of dollars in offshore bank accounts. Second of all, Comey, quote, dramatically broke with FBI norms and usurped the power of the Attorney General. Folks, nobody dramatically breaks with FBI norms, meaning rules, laws, rule book, unless there's millions in an offshore bank account. Third, FBI agents vowed to stop Trump from becoming president. That's a quote. Direct quote from Peter Strzok. That's called a coup and treason. You're stopping someone from becoming president. You as an FBI agent think you're that powerful. You can stop someone from becoming president. Yeah, because you decided to fix it. You decided to frame him. You were listening in on him with a fake FISA warrant. You're all criminals. You know what's going to happen to you in prison? Better bring condoms. Rule number four out of this whole thing. They're referring five FBI employees for criminal prosecution. Five FBI employees for criminal prosecution, or I should say, they're referring investigation for criminal prosecution for hostile political messages. And fifth, here's the best one of all. Comey used personal email in violation of a government law while investigating Hillary for using personal email in violation of government law. No wonder he found her innocent before he ever interviewed her. No wonder he conducted the interview without video or audio and nobody taking notes. No wonder she wasn't asked to go under oath, because he knew if he put her in prison, he'd have to go to prison. Scumbag. Sixth, FBI agents were bribed with free gifts by journalists. They're all on the same team. First of all, there's never been a journalist who's a Republican. Are you aware a study was done and 82% of all the employees of Fox News are registered Democrats? Did you know that? Just because the guy on the screen you see, Sean Hannity's a Republican, doesn't mean any of the employees are Republicans. The executives and the makeup artists and the camera people and the producers, even they're all Democrats, even at Fox News. So when the media is giving gifts to the FBI, they're not getting gifts from conservatives, they're getting gifts from liberals. It's called bribes. And as a bonus, another Mueller attorney was removed today. But this is nothing to all the liberals, because Trump once had sex with a porn star 10 years ago. None of this is a big deal to liberals. It's all tiny stuff. We're all exaggerating. None of this is important. Why would it be important? The world's being taken away from you by corrupt government officials who are all playing on the same team for the D.C. swamp, and they all hate Donald Trump because he's trying to take away their bribes. That's what this is all about. That's what the trade war is all about. Don't you see? You know what the trade war is about? It's about all the politicians are bribed in offshore accounts. The Harry Reid's of the world, they may have $15 million now when they entered with nothing, but they have $150 million offshore. I'll say allegedly, maybe, I think, my opinion, Harry Reid and his ilk are all bribed. They've all got money offshore. And they take it so that we have a trade deficit. See, we have a $370 billion trade deficit with China. So you don't think they have an extra billion to throw around to 535 congressmen and senators? Divide it by 535, see how much money each one gets. They don't want Trump giving up the trade deficit. They want the trade deficit. It's the only way they get their bribes. Wayne Root has figured the whole thing out. And if I wind up dead in the next 48 hours, like Andrew Breitbart, this is why. Now you'll all know. Because I told you what's happening. They're all for sale, and they've all been bought. They've all been bribed. They're all being blackmailed. They're all taking dirty money. The politicians, the heads of every government agency, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, they're all on the take. All the smiling politicians that try and tell you how great they are, and they're looking out for you. They want the trade deficit. That's how they and the lobbyists and the lawyers get rich. They get paid by Germany and Japan and China. They don't want to end the trade deficit. It's Trump and us against them. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
I'm Captain Obvious, hey. And Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Do liberals ever, do they ever get anything right? Ever, ever, ever? Headline, it's wrong and it's scary. Baltimore County teachers frightened by spike in violence. I mean, there's not an inner city in America that isn't run by Democrats, and that's where every Democratic vote in the country comes from. You ever see the map of voting? The entire country is red, 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 Republican red, with the exception of inner cities. That's it. That's where every Democratic vote comes from. They're all Democrats, and they're all ruled by Democrats, and you can't walk the streets. You can't be a teacher in the schools. Kids punch you in the face if you're a teacher. Kids shoot you in the head if you're a cop. They have no respect for anyone or anything, and they're all Democrats run by Democrats. Is there anything good that ever comes from Democrat rule? I don't think so. I've never seen anything good that comes from Democrat rule. Yeah, I'm actually pro-gambling. But in Nevada, both Republicans and Democrats are pro-gambling. So maybe in the rest of the country, there's a lot of kind of born-again Christian types that are against gambling. But in Nevada, where I come from, it's even. Everybody, Republicans and Democrats, are pro-gambling. So that might be the only thing you could say. You know, I'm not for anybody who says, oh, no one has a right to gamble. Gambling's bad for you. No, actually, you have a right to do whatever you want to do. It's called freedom. If it's my money, leave me alone. Now, if I steal for a drug habit, an alcohol habit, or a gambling habit, send them to jail for that. But it's actually totally legal to gamble. There's nothing wrong with it. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV. You're a warrior. You're a conservative warrior. You're a relentless Trump warrior. You're a middle-class warrior. You're SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher. You're a warrior for truth, justice in the American way, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and boy, was that brilliance. Ed, you're a smart guy, man. Someday you're going to be known as the guy who gave Rush Limbaugh 2 his start. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. You notice I'm very shy and humble, man. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Stormy Daniels, I hope she invested in gold because she's going to need some money. She's got problems. Trust me, she ain't getting rich. She's getting sued by Trump for everything she's worth. Her and her lawyer are going down like the Hindenburg. Excuse the pun. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Ready, set, go. First 100, get it. Beautiful, bold, brassy, bodacious, 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. Your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, they'll all love it. 800-780-9000. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to take your calls. Boy, do we have a lot yesterday throughout the entire show. And, of course, always in that last hour. Took more calls than I've ever taken, I think, in a show yesterday. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right. So I was talking when we left about how all these guys are on the take. FBI, CIA, senators, they're all on the take. And I don't mean just the legal take. Of course they all get money from corporations and they do their bidding. And lobbyists and they do their bidding and lawyers and they do their bidding. But I mean, I'm telling you, politicians don't live on $150,000 a year. Trust me, the average person listening to my show probably makes $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. So you can't imagine, you know, you'd love to make $150,000. Trust me, coming from a guy who's not a radio host, I'm an entrepreneur and I've always made a lot of money. I've always made the, you know, $500,000, $1 million range. Trust me when I tell you $150,000 is not a lot of money after taxes, especially if you have kids. It's nothing. And so these guys aren't becoming politicians and spending millions to get elected so they can make $150,000. It's $150,000 plus all the money you can steal, plus all the bribes you can stuff into an offshore bank account. That's the truth. And I also told you about all the sex trafficking going on and Trump's cracking down on. That's why liberals are so mad. Because so many of them are involved in this stuff. So many politicians, so many leaders, so many government bureaucrats who look like important people. Now a chilling report is out showing 88% of missing sex trafficked kids come from U.S. foster care. You don't think there's conspiracies in this country, huh? I'm a conspiracy theorist. Really? 88%. This is a report out from people who know this stuff. 88% of missing sex trafficked kids come from U.S. foster care. Wow, those poor children, man. My God. They're supposed to be saved by the government. See, this is what the problem is. Government isn't saving the children or anyone else. Government is the bad guy. Government's the pedophile. Government's the kidnapper. Warnout.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
USA Radio News.
The White House said the release of the IG report reaffirmed President Trump's suspicions about former FBI Director James Comey's conduct. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray held a press conference earlier today.
This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review. The report does identify errors of judgment, violations of or even disregard for policy, and decisions that, at the very least, with the benefit of hindsight, were not the best choices. We've already started taking the necessary steps to address those issues.
A new study out from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Americans living outside larger metropolitan areas are more likely to be obese rather than those who live in cities and suburbs. The study found that 34% of rural residents would qualify as obese. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, when this initially came out, this IG's report, everybody thought no big deal. Oh, it's getting better by the minute. Some new quotes from FBI employees. You're going to love this, deplorables. FBI employee says, all the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by the decision the FBI put out. But Trump supporters are all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy POS, pieces of, let's say, crap, that think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. They probably didn't watch the debates, aren't educated on his policies, and are stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm. Interesting. Interesting what FBI agents think. The minds of FBI employees, every one of them government employees looking to fix the election for Hillary and to frame Donald Trump to stop him from being elected president. That's what's coming out now. We're getting the actual words from FBI employee texts. Interesting. We got a congressman with us right now, Jody Heiss. He's from Georgia's 10th District, in office since 2015, vice chairman of the subcommittee on government operations. Congressman Heiss, great to have you with us.
Wayne, great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me.
What are your thoughts when you hear an FBI employee texting things like that? They're so upset that Trump won. They're so sick that he won the election. And they think everyone who voted for Trump is poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy pieces of S that think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing, didn't watch the debates, aren't educated, and are stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm, unquote.
Yeah, this is just the typical type of unbiasedness that we all want in the FBI, right? I mean, this is, and what you've quoted there is the tip of the iceberg that's coming
right
out in this. I mean, they thought from their thinking that the election ought to be 100 million to zero. They felt like absolutely no one should vote for Donald Trump, and to do so would be absolutely absent-minded and utter foolishness. I mean, this thing is loaded with biasness, and we cannot have this type of thing in the FBI or the Department of Justice. There is no way in the world that this depth of animus and bias cannot influence people's thoughts and the outcome of whatever case the FBI or the DOJ is dealing with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's another quote. I just can't imagine the systemic disassembly of the progress we made over the last 8 years. ACA is gone. And then another one says, and Pence is stupid. And then when Justice Department investigators asked if the comments demonstrated a political bias, the attorney said, personal political feelings or beliefs in no way impacted the staffer's work undertaking on either the Clinton email probe or the Russia investigation. Can you imagine the nerve of these people? Oh, yeah, right. That's like saying, you know, Wayne Root is the ultimate Republican conservative, and I will support Congressman Jody Heiss all the way. And then they would ask me to investigate your opponent, and they would think that, oh, Wayne's honest and unbiased and fair, so I could absolutely lead the investigation of Jody Heiss's opponent, Democrat, liberal, and be perfectly wonderful about it all and fair. Well, of course, they wouldn't allow me to do that. They'd say Wayne Root can never be fair and unbiased. Neither can they.
Yeah, it's totally a one-sided argument here. You know, and you bring up an extremely valid point. I mean, you've got this Clinton investigation, and at the same time, you've got many of the same people and the same biasness involved in the Russian investigation. And the Clinton one clearly is tainted. They had a clear agenda to let her off the hook. On the other hand, look at the heavy-handed approach that's been taking place with the Russian investigation, from seizing property there with Cohen, and what's happened to Manafort. I mean, you can go on and on and on. The whole thing with the Russian investigation has been led by Clinton supporters. You compare the two, and you clearly have to draw the conclusion that Lady Justice no longer has blinders on. This is a politically charged investigation when you compare the one and the other. It's extremely frightening and chilling when considering this is coming from the FBI. It's coming from the Department of Justice.
And Congressman, nobody wants to admit, we're on with Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia, the 10th District, Vice Chairman of the Subcommittee on Government Operations. Nobody wants to admit, Congressman Jody Heiss, that this is an Inspector General's report from a Obama guy. This is Horowitz, an Obama guy. And so, of course, he's going to treat this with kid gloves. And still it's damning, but it's not damning enough. In other words, if I issued it, this reminds me. Let's see what you think about what I said to one of my friends about an hour ago. I said, everybody knows that words matter. And that the FBI, Comey, changed the words from, reckless, criminal, fraudulent to, just extremely careless. Though that word change was dramatic. Well, Horowitz could have changed the words in this report. He used words like insubordinate and, dramatic. Let's see. Hold on. I got them all here. Hold on. We found it was extraordinary and insubordinate for Comey to conceal his intentions from his superiors. Comey, quote, dramatically broke with FBI norms. Well, a different way of saying that would be Comey committed crimes to help Hillary. But Horowitz is an Obama guy, so he changed the words to sound nasty, but not criminal. Just like Comey changed the words to make Hillary seem nasty, reckless, careless, but not criminal. It's the same thing all over again, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're going to have the opportunity next week to question Horowitz on this. We have a joint hearing with the Judiciary and Oversight Government Reform Committee, which I'm on, and we are going to have an all-day-long hearing with Michael Horowitz to go over all this sort of stuff. And I've got to say, and I'm still in process of trying to digest this. It's over 500 pages. This came out this afternoon, so there's a ton of material, as you yourself are seeing and going through it yourself. But there is, bias on virtually every page. And I think it's important, as people are hearing different reports on the news, the Inspector General is not saying that there's no bias or political bias in this thing. It absolutely is. And we have gotten clarification on what he's saying. What he said is he could not find any evidence where a specific point of biasness influenced the investigation. He's not saying at all that political biasness was not prevalent. It most certainly is, and he documents it page after page after page, as you yourself are seeing. It's clearly there. But quite frankly, it's not his job to find the evidence or proof that it influenced the investigation. It's up to the agency themselves to give evidence that their biasness did not influence the investigation. That's where the burden of proof is on this thing, and the FBI has their hands full as a result of this report, and there are many, many questions. They themselves are not going to get off the hook with this. They are the ones who have got to produce the evidence that the extreme biasness in the FBI did not influence the investigation. Therein is the question.
Now, here's what I think is the most important one you should hone in on. Above all else, and I mean, there's all kinds of bad stuff in here. It's a total mess at this point. I think the FBI's lost all credibility. I have no faith in anything they do. The whole thing needs to be literally burned down and started from scratch again, because you can't trust any of the leadership of the FBI. But here's the most important one. Comey used personal Gmail account in violation of FBI rules while investigating Hillary for using personal emails violating government rules. I mean, how could he ever come to any other conclusion other than clearing her when he was doing the exact same thing while investigating her for the exact same thing?
Well, yeah, and he cleared her before he even had
an interview
with the two witnesses.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And I tell you, this report, Wayne, I think the encouragement part of this report is extremely thorough. It has tons of information that is extremely destructive to the FBI and the Department of Justice. This is beginning a huge process this thing is not going away. So many questions and issues are being brought to the surface, from Comey to obviously Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. You've got Loretta Lynch. There are so many issues here that this thing is just getting started. And I believe the traction is well underway, and it's not going to get away from us.
All right. While all this is going on, there's a bit of a distraction because really, one of the most important things in the world is that Trump won the election, 63 million votes, and we all voted for one thing, Congressman. I got to remind you. Of course, I love tax cuts. Of course, I love what he did with North Korea. Of course, I love that he's killing ISIS. Of course, I love the economy's growing. Of course, I love that jobs are plentiful again, and they're high paying jobs. look, Trump's done a great job, but we really all voted for immigration. We voted for a wall. We voted for an end to chain migration. We ended for an end to the visa lottery, an end to birthright citizenship. Every employer should use E-Verify. We just are sick and tired of the country allowing millions and millions of illegals to come in unmolested and then not be arrested. You can't kick them out of the country. They all get driver's licenses. They all get a right to vote. This is why Republicans are losing elections. You're allowing this to happen. And yet I hear there's this compromise immigration legislation that's going to come to the floor soon. And we've got all the momentum. We're about to win big in November, and we're on our way to big wins. They're not taking over the House or the Senate or anything. Trump steamrolled them. And why would you now stop the momentum by ever giving away DACA? It doesn't make sense to me. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got quite a number of moderates in the Republican Party. And they believe basically in amnesty, and they're pushing for it. They found a discharge petition to try to get that ball rolling, and we're doing everything we can to try to stop it. I mean, the worst thing, I agree with you, the worst thing we can do is come forth with amnesty at this point. Instead, what we've got to be focused on, Bill, as far as it relates to that issue of immigration, we've got to secure the border, build the wall. We do need some reforms in immigration, but that would include things like ending chain migration,
right,
ending the visa lottery program, getting E-Verified. These types of things are what really is going to make a difference.
All right, Congressman, we got to run. Time is fast on the radio, but great job, Congressman Jody Heiss, Georgia's 10th District. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of the segment of the show is Bullet Blocker. If you're a parent, you'd have to be crazy not to listen carefully. Bullet Blocker, founded by Army Ranger, former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful made-in-the-USA company. Offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your family and your kids. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. They all protect like police body armor. Gives your kids the gift of life. Gives you as parents the gift of peace of mind when your kids leave for school. Simple. Go to bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR to save 10%. Bulletblocker.com. Protect your kids. Bulletblocker.com. All right, so I want to read you the exact words of FBI employees. Justice Department's Office of Inspector General report on the FBI handling the Clinton email. Investigation reveals a bureau staffer made remarks attacking Trump's voters. November 9th, so right after the election. What was the election? It was November 7th, I believe, so it was 2 days later. Well, it says one day. Excuse me. It must have been November 8th. One day after the presidential election. FBI staffer talking to an FBI attorney. FBI staffer, I'm very upset. FBI attorney, I'm so stressed about what I could have done differently. Who? Really? You mean you could have done more to fix the election? FBI employee, don't stress. None of that mattered. FBI employee, the FBI's influence. FBI attorney, too. I don't know. We broke the momentum. FBI employee, that's not so. FBI employee, all the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump supporters were all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy pieces of S-H-I-T that think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. They probably didn't watch the debates. They aren't fully educated on his policies and are stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm. Moments later, the attorney lamented how a Trump presidency would erase the Obama administration's achievements. I just can't imagine the systemic disassembly of the progress we made over the last 8 years. ACA is gone, the attorney said. Who knows if the rhetoric about deporting people, walls, and crap is true. I honestly feel like there's going to be a lot more gun issues, too. The crazies won. This is the Tea Party on steroids. And the GOP is going to be lost. They have to deal with an incumbent in 4 years. We have to fight this again. Also, Pence is stupid. And when Justice Department investigators asked if the comments demonstrated a political bias, the attorney said, personal political feelings or beliefs in no way impacted the staffer's work undertaken on either the Clinton email probe or the Russia investigation. Can you imagine? No, of course not. No. No, the fact that, you know, how about if, God forbid, right? I've never been a racist, ever. I grew up in an all-black town, went to an all-black high school. Invited black kids to my bar mitzvah. First one I know of who ever did that. I know a single Jewish kid who ever did that, but my two best friends are black. And I wouldn't have a bar mitzvah without them. So there's no racism here. But can you imagine if I was a racist and you got me on paper saying black people are this, black people are that, I hate black people, use the N-word. And then you'd say, but was there bias when you investigated that black guy? No, of course not. How about the laughter from here to New York? No bias. He just used the N-word, and he says he was able to investigate a black guy with no problem. Now substitute the word Republican. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. I hate Republicans who vote for Trump. They're deplorables. They're stupid. They're uneducated. They're a bunch of dummies. They want jobs for nothing. Oh, were you able to investigate them without bias? Of course. Oh, I would never let my bias interfere. How is that different than being a racist? There's no difference. None. Zero. Zero. Ludicrous. Here's Judicial Watch's statement. There's no one in the world I respect more than Tom Fitton. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton just came out, made the following statement. The IG report has destroyed the credibility of the Department of Justice and the FBI. It confirms what Judicial Watch has investigated and revealed for nearly 2 years. The Obama DOJ FBI investigation of Clinton was rushed, half-baked, rigged, and irredeemably compromised by anti-Trump and pro-Clinton bias and actions. As Judicial Watch uncovered the Clinton email scandal, it is outrageous to see a politicized FBI and DOJ so obviously refuse to uphold the rule of law. The IG report details repeated DOJ-FBI deference to Hillary Clinton, her aides, and their lawyers. Americans should examine the report and judge for themselves whether the over-the-top deference to Hillary Clinton can be explained as anything other than political, especially from agencies that at the same time were actively collaborating with the Clinton campaign's Fusion GPS to spy on and target then-candidate Trump. The IG report details how at least five top FBI agents and lawyers exchanged pro-Clinton anti-Trump communications. The IG shares the concerns of Judicial Watch and millions of Americans that this bias cast a cloud over the credibility of the Clinton email and Russian investigations. As Judicial Watch has demonstrated through its independent investigations and lawsuits, there's more than enough evidence that Clinton knowingly and intentionally mishandled classified information while using a non-government email system to conduct government business. With the Sessions Justice Department now do the right thing and conduct the Clinton email investigation properly, or will let James Comey and Loretta Lynch have the last word on Hillary Clinton's evident email crimes? In the meantime, Judicial Watch will continue its ongoing FOA, Freedom of Information, lawsuits and investigations into the Clinton email scandal and the related Obama administration cover-up. All right, so you get the idea. I mean, I don't think Horowitz did enough, but he certainly did more than Clinton would like. He certainly did more than the FBI would like. He certainly did more than the DOJ would like, so he was named by Obama, but, fairly fair guy. And he certainly makes it very clear there's a lot of problems with all this. He just didn't use the words I would use, which is all criminal, and it was all a conspiracy to frame Trump and to fix it and exonerate Hillary and to elect Hillary as president of the United States. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Help you.